Payne and Pendergast, you know, they say fantasy football brings people together. I am getting more texts from my friends that don't live in Houston about fantasy football this year than I think I've got more texts this year than like the last 4 or 5 years combined. And it's strange because the Texans don't have a lot of guys way high up the fantasy rankings other than Nico Collins. He's like the only one. Which I guess generates more questions because you know about the top guys already. It's like, hey, is Christian Kirk, how involved is he in things?
Well, last year you had so many potential wide receivers that you know people were we got a lot of questions last year about specifically, okay, wait, who is the top guy for the Texans?
We didn't
obviously
know.
Nico ended up being the guy. But I think that this year maybe it's a combination of Nico being more obviously the guy, and then with Joe Mixon being out.
Yeah, that's probably who's the running back going to be? Yeah, you nailed it. That's it. Because I'm thinking of what the questions have been, and a lot of them have been about, who's been getting a lot of the carries, that kind of
thing. Last year it was a feeling like, okay, Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs, their value is probably driven down by the congestion at the top of the wide receiver chart. Whereas the running backs for the Texans this year, it's almost like, okay, there's – Is Nick Chubb really going to get them any yards? Like, there's really uncertainty about which guys the Texans are even going to lean into.
I could see a scenario where by week four, Woody Marks is getting the lion's share of the carries.
Or especially when you consider total touches.
Yes.
Because him as a receiver, they might really use him as a receiver. So
that's
a little nugget I drop whenever I talk to people. Preview, I've been on, on LA stations or social media channels a couple times. Like I'll be like, oh, here's a little tidbit for you. I think Woody Marks, not whether fantasy or not, I think Woody Marks is going to end up playing more of a role than people outside of Houston might expect.
I've told everybody, get Woody Marks. If he's still sitting there in the 13th round or something like that, just take him, stash him. It may not come to fruition, but whoever else you're going to take there probably won't come to. And, those are like 7th-round picks in the NFL. You get down to that level of the draft.
I think Chubb's an interesting one because I think he's the obvious go-to on the goal line.
Yes.
And I don't know what his total yardage is going to be or anything. I don't know how many breakout runs he has in him right now, but he's still strong.
Yeah.
Like, his legs are so – he might not have the same pop or explosiveness, but he's got good vision. He makes good decisions, and he's strong. And when it comes to getting 2 yards down on the goal line, I think he's going to – I don't know how many touchdowns he gets, but I expect him to be the touchdown leader amongst the running backs.
You get 12 carries for 42 yards, but you get a couple touchdowns in there. You're one of the leading scorers on the week in fantasy at that position. Chubb would be. All right, emergency pettycast. Speaking of Stephon Diggs, wide receiver last year. So Cardi B was – confronted by the media, Seth, coming out of
Cardi B. For those of you our age and up, is a very very famous hip hop artist.
Yes. So she's coming out of some building yesterday, and the media is waiting there. The paparazzi are waiting there for her, and I guess there's some pregnancy speculation with her, and the speculation is that she got pregnant with Offset, rapper, whilst dating Stephon
Pregnant
Diggs.
With the Like she's going to give birth to Offset the rapper? Yeah, or he impregnated her?
No, impregnated her.
Okay.
Yeah, impregnated her.
I don't know what the kids are doing these days. There's all kinds of weird stuff going on. Yeah.
So I'll let you take a listen because the reporter yelling the questions, you can hear her, and she throws a pen at him at the very beginning of this thing right here. Here you go.
Hey, Cardi, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Cardi, insiders are claiming that Offset is publicly bragging about getting you pregnant for the fourth time. Do you foresee any paternity issues with Stephon Diggs?
Stop disrespecting me. Don't disrespect me. Cardi, how you feeling? Don't disrespect
me. Cardi, your court look is amazing.
You're amazing, Cardi. I still love you, even though you just threw some stuff at me.
I don't care. You're disrespectful. Don't do that. Do you see women asking those type of questions to me?
No, ma'am.
She's a queen.
Questions to me.
It's a legit question.
Why do you feel as a man you get to ask me those type of questions? Act like you have some manners.
That's right.
And your mama taught you, respect women.
That's right.
You were gorgeous, Cardi.
Go ahead, Bronx. You were so...
And you could thank him. I'm not playing around. I was very nice. I was very kind. But you're not going to...
Cardi, I love you. It's just a question.
Nobody's going to get that.
Okay. I feel like, Sean, I do we need to clarify that that's not a reporter. Like, that's not like, hi, this is Jim Schwartz from the Wall Street Journal. You're beautiful.
Let me read you the Tupa. While making her way out of an L.A. courtroom on September the 2nd, yeah. Cardi B was asked about speculation that she's pregnant with baby number 4 amid her divorce from estranged husband Offset and her romance with NFL star Stephon Diggs. As the journalist inquired about the possible paternity of her rumored child, Cardi appeared to take a pen from someone, asking her to sign an autograph before turning her attention to the line of questioning and threw the pen at the journalist.
Who are you reading that by?
That would be from E! Online.
Okay.
E! Online.
So that's an actually, okay, that guy needs to lose his job. If he's an actual journalist.
They're saying he is. I mean, I just said he was a journalist.
For asking the question, but for saying, you're beautiful, I love you.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to sprinkle a little sugar on it to get the answer that you want, you know?
Okay, so this is the thing. I think if she was or was not with Stephon Diggs, it never struck me as those two that had a type of relationship where they'd given each other the, you know, she was wearing his Letterman's jacket and they had a pre-marriage necklace or something.
He's handing out pink powder to people on boats and whatnot.
I think with Stephon Diggs and Cardi B, there's a very good chance that there's just two adults that are hanging out and enjoy each other's company. And they're going to do what they do. Yeah.
I can't tell from the article if there's an overall question as to whether or not she's pregnant. Because coming out of the courtroom, you can't really tell.
There have been some shots of her coming out of the courtroom where it looks like she's almost showing, definitely pregnant.
Yeah. I'll have to check with across the hall with the. This is probably a topic.
It's like if she had gained that much weight, and it would be showing in her face, you know, and it's not. Okay. I think that's the speculation.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a reporter like that guy, so I don't know.
Diggs is probably glad it's not his kid. Like,
yeah, no kidding.
Let somebody else pay the freight on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. What's she in court for? Is this over that shooting from a few years ago?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say the article. I don't want to skim the article while I'm on the air with people. This would be her fourth kid. She's got Culture, Wave, and Blossom are the names of her three other kids. 7, 3, and 11 months old. Oof. It's a busy house right there, man. All right, continuing with the emergency pettycast, college football is petty. Dabo Swinney and Brian Kelly, we know that LSU was down 7 at the half, shut out Clemson in the second half of that game and won 17-10. Here was Dabo Swinney's analysis on what that second half looked like.
It's like getting the final exam day one of class. They made a 65, we made a 58. Neither one of us were great.
Okay, so pause right there. So Dabo's saying, like, hey, first game, you know, we were both bad. You know, they just happened to win.
Really graceful in defeat.
Yeah. So that was his like day after press conference, I guess. Brian Kelly got wind of this grade that Dabo gave to his team, a 65. Clemson got a 58. Brian Kelly was having none of this.
We dominated him in the second half. So he's either a really good grader giving himself a 58, or he's a really hard grader on us, or he didn't see the second half, which that might be the case. He might not have wanted to see the second half. This is all like, you know, past.
Okay. That's
Brian Kelly's whipping out some zingers lately.
That was to the level, you probably run into this too, Seth, on social media. That was to the level where I need to check and make sure the account tweeting this out is not a parody account that made Brian Kelly say things in AI.
AI thing or something.
I'm like, wow, because I've watched hundreds of Brian Kelly press conferences. He used to coach at my school. That's as kind of irritated and subsequently petty that I've seen Brian Kelly in a press. And he's feeling himself a little bit. He's 1-0. For the first time at LSU, he's been there 4 years. He's been 0-1 every single season so far.
Yeah, I might have like really, really talked down to him and just talked about how, I don't know, some classes are pass fail, and sometimes a young man needs to learn in life that you either succeed or you fail in any given endeavor. Maybe somewhere along the way that Dabo Swinney will learn this lesson.
Yeah,
you know? But as I hear it, that sounds like the rationalizations of a 12-year-old.
That's right. Speaking of former Notre Dame coaches, so Lou Holtz was on, he was on Dan Dockich's show up in Indianapolis. And of course, Ohio State beat Notre Dame for the national championship last year. Dan Dockich asked, did you reach out? Lou Holtz is a noted letter writer. He writes a lot of thank you letters and things like that. So Dockich asked him, or congratulatory letters, stuff like that. Did you write Ryan Day a letter after they beat Notre Dame for the national championship?
Hey, Coach, did you reach out or did Ryan Day reach out to you after the national championship?
No, I tell you what, you know, Ryan Day could be Ryan Day. He'd do whatever he wants. I did write him a congratulatory letter, but I never heard back from him. I'm sure he can write, but in any event, he did not answer the letter, but that's his alternative.
Okay.
Well, that was, and you remember, that was, this is all from when Ryan Day had torn into Lou Holtz for not giving them enough respect.
Yes.
Leading up to the game last year.
Lou Holtz in 2023 said in leading up to the Ohio State-Notre Dame game that Notre Dame was the tougher team, that Ohio State was a little bit soft and they weren't tough. And then Ryan Day, after Ohio State beat Notre Dame, went off in the on-field interview after the game.
Coach, you knew this one wasn't going to be easy, but it came down to the wire. And what can you say about the performance from your quarterback, Kyle McCord, to finish that drive?
Toughness, that's it. Physicality, cross the board, finish it off, having guts. You know, like, I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now. What he said about our team, I cannot believe. This is a tough team right here. We're proud to be from Ohio. It's always been Ohio against the world. And it'll continue to be Ohio against the world. But I'll tell you what, I love those kids, and we got a tough team.
Okay. It's kind of wild.
We're often a swing state in elections.
Yeah. Yeah. We are tough to voters.
When has it been Ohio against the world?
I don't know. I don't know why. No, it's never been. Like, you spent.
Are we Midwest or not? Yeah. Nobody's really clear. Right. I don't know.
Right.
Ohio.
I just think it's funny. Like Lou Holtz was expecting a letter back from the guy that yelled him down 2 years ago.
You know what? A lot of people criticize Ryan Day for, you know, picking on the low hanging fruit, like, oh, an old man that's not as relevant as he used to be. Why are you calling out Lou Holtz instead of one of these other guys? I could see Ryan Day probably is a guy that really respected Lou Holtz.
Yeah.
And it hurt him personally.
Yep. To see
one of the legends in the coaching ranks to call his team soft.
That's the big thing.
Soft, because Lou Holtz said that they were soft, man. Yep. Nothing triggers people like being called soft, because that's a reflection on the coach, the players, everything.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And if it's somebody that maybe you really looked up to, you feel betrayed.
Yes.
You want to lash out.
Yep. All right, couple things. Real quick, Texter says Cardi B was leaving the courthouse after having a lawsuit against her dismissed. The lawsuit was filed by a woman who said Cardi assaulted her. So naturally, the first thing Cardi does is assault a guy with a pen, throwing a pen at a guy. Oh, that's great. All right.
The guy could have answered, because she was like, would you ask that question of a man? Well, like, no, I wouldn't be asking if he's about his pregnancy.
How did I not think of that?
Of course, I'm specifically asking about your pregnancy.
Oh,
no,
my God.
I wouldn't.
That's great. All right, one other thing that people are petty about, that people are texting in about, that has to do with the NFL and your watching experience, that we'll get to. And also, let's circle back to the Astros last night. Where does this win stack up on the importance scale for the Astros this year? That is coming up next.